Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast, a series of healthy conversations with influential hustlers. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. Introducing Australia's new feel-good place for all things health, beauty and wellness. Beautifullyhealthy.com.au is now open. Hustle your way to beautifullyhealthy.com.au and explore their range of over 6,000 health, wellness and beauty products. Sign up as a member and you'll receive 15% off your first purchase. Today, I'm joined by nutrition coach and certified personal trainer and fitness instructor, Laura Dundervik. Laura's been a guest on the show before, sharing her personal journey. However, today she joins me as a proud and passionate ambassador for Beautifully Healthy to share her tips and knowledge and insights on the healthy habits that will help you thrive. Laura studied a Bachelor of Science majoring in psychology and is an absolute wealth of knowledge when it comes to all things health, mind and body. Hello, Laura. I'm very excited to be able to welcome you back to the Healthy Hustlers. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's been a while, a few years.
I know. It's crazy. I know I saw you at the start of the year at the WellWeb launch, but before that, it was a few years ago that you were on the show, but it's really exciting to be connected again and to have you back on the microphone with me. So how's your day been so far?
Day's been lovely. Had a nice little workout. I love my gym. I go to Acero here in Sydney and I had a big workout. So it's good. Can't complain.
Oh, that's so good. Good way to start your day.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, today I really wanted to dive into the topic of healthy habits to help you thrive. You know, a lot of the listeners of this podcast are naturally busy people, all hustling for their dreams, working either in the 9 to 5. Some of them have side hustles. But I know that a lot of them really don't like their health to be compromised for, I guess, their busier lifestyle. So today I just wanted to talk to you about some healthy habits that they can potentially inject into their life to really help them thrive. And I know you're the girl for that. You've got such a holistic approach to health and I love, you know, following you online and all of the content you share. So let's get started by finding out your go-to morning ritual that really helps to set the tone for your day.
Well, I start my morning ritual the night before. I am a very big believer in getting the right amount of sleep. So I actually make sure that I am in bed in time to have the correct amount of sleep. The alarm that I set, I use those sleep cycle alarms so that I give them a window to wake me up in within a certain period of time. And generally, I find that my body clock wakes me up anyway, but it's just a gentle way of being woken up. And I think that's really important rather than, it also wakes me up to the sound of waves on the beach. So I think that's a lot nicer than an aggressive alarm. It just starts off right. And then I have a protein-rich breakfast, some supplements, and I usually get moving in the morning.
Love that. That is so, so good. And I love that you touched on that it starts the night before, because I think that is so important, because if you're not getting the right amount of sleep, then, you know, everyone knows that you're waking up feeling pretty groggy and not overly ready to start the day.
Definitely. And I think that's, you know, definitely making sure that you get that good night's sleep before. And then I also set up my day by taking supplements. And I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you did mention a protein rich breakfast. What does that look like? Because I'm very intrigued to know. It sounds good.
Well, I think the thing is one of the things that I definitely look at with all of my meals. So I'm not someone that tracks calories constantly every day or anything like that, but I have a really good understanding of food. And so when I put together meals, I'm one of those people that'll sort of flick through on the day depending what I feel like, but I make sure that there's a real good balance of macros in those meals. So at the moment, I am loving peanut butter baked oats. And so I will add some protein powder into that. I'm obsessed with the Macromic dehydrated peanut butter powder at the moment, because it's obviously a great source of protein, but by having it dehydrated, they remove all of that excess oil out. So it's still lower in fat and lower in calories. So I love that. I've been doing that as an overnight oat when I'm busy. So we're talking before about a lot of the listeners here being really busy. You can make it the night before and, you know, take it out in the morning with you. Sometimes I take it and have it after gym. And the important thing about when you're having protein is so amazing for your body, your muscle recovery, your building muscle, your hair, your skin, your nails, everything. And I think a lot of us don't eat enough protein. So that's something that I really watch. But then pairing that up with a little bit of fat, that will also make sure that you feel nice and full for the day. So I'll sort of add some cacao nibs on the top of that. I'm obsessed with the power superfood ones, which I get from Beautifully Healthy, some chia seeds, which are also great for keeping you healthy and full during the day, and then some berries and some honey.
Yum. That sounds incredible. That is like such a lavish breakfast.
You know what though? So easy. So if I've got time, it's a baked oat. But if I've got not enough time, then it's an overnight oat from the night before.
Oh my God. I love that. I'm so getting on board. I'm like, I go through patches of being like super lazy with breakfast. Like my breakfast is always healthy naturally because I just love healthy food. But I mean, it's either like a really lazy healthy or it's like a I'm going all out kind of healthy. So
boy,
it sounds so good because it's almost that in between. But it's, yeah.
Yeah. And I really think it's what sets you up for the day, you know, absolutely. Like whatever time you choose to have your breakfast, because I know a lot of people intermittent fast, whatever, you know, whatever time you choose to have it, your body's sort of waiting for it and is used to it. And it's like, I find that if I've ever skipped breakfast, by the time I get to that second meal of the day, I'm exhausted and I make really poor choices. And that's when you're running around and grab something, you know, it's like, whereas if you've had that nice bit of protein in the morning, it's enough to sort of during the day.
Such good advice. I love that. Now, I'd love to know, we've obviously touched on breakfast and a little bit on sleep, but I'd love to know kind of what are your four healthy habits for any listeners that they can really start injecting into their day from now to really help them thrive.
Sleep is a massive, massive one. I think that we live in a culture where it's like you wear being busy as a badge of honor, you know, like, oh my gosh, I literally had 2 hours sleep last night or whatnot. Sleep is so, so important, guys. And I know that life is hard and, you know, there's really demanding jobs and there's obviously coming out of lockdown, we're really busy with our social lives. And then, you know, when with children, it is really difficult. But what we're going to try to aim to get is 8 to 10 hours sleep every night. And with Chinese medicine, they say 1 hour of sleep before midnight is worth 2 after. So, you know, if you go to bed at 10 at night, by the time it gets to midnight, you've had 4 hours sleep technically for your body. So I always find that if I go to bed around 10, it's great. And so trying to get that 8 hours sleep is really a great goal. And to remember also that sleep's an additive thing. So if you've had, say, 6 hours sleep tonight, but you've got time on the weekend to make up those extra 2 hours, do it. You know, your body will definitely really reap the benefits of that. Another healthy habit is just exercising and getting moving every day. I think with this, it's like, you know, I get a lot of people that ask me on Instagram, you know, for my fitness breakdown. And it's like, I don't do the same thing every week. I listen to my body. And I think because I don't have that pressure of saying to myself, you have to go to gym 4 times a week. It's not something I dread. I literally like, you know, my gym's part of my social life. But, you know, the days that I don't feel like training, I walk or, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. And there's some weeks where like, I am really, really lazy. But I think with all of this, consistency is key. And the thing is that if you look at over, I don't know how many, I think I've always done, you know, worked out in primary school and high school and things like that. Like I've always been quite sporty, but I've never really had a break. So even when I'm on holidays, I don't go to myself, I'm on holidays, I have to train and go to the gym, but it's like something I enjoy doing. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I've got the afternoon off, I might go to the gym. And I think removing that pressure is something that's really important. Obviously, healthy eating, as I was saying before, really looking at the macros and that balance of the proteins you're having, the fats and the carbohydrates, and then also just having a look at making sure that you're getting other nutrients. I've got a whole heap of health issues. I think we spoke about it before, but I've had autoimmune and genetic disorders. And so with all of that, obviously, it's not ideal, but it's also made me really have to take a really good look at my body. And so I have, you know, blood tests where they look at, you know, if I'm getting enough vitamin B12. I had a look recently and I was like, oh my goodness, I am not getting enough calcium every day, which is really, really important. So, you know, having a look at all of that. And so I would suggest with that, downloading an app that, you know, like something like a MyFitnessPal or I know Equilution do one, and having a look on that app and going through and tracking your food for a while, not in a sense of going, oh, I'm going to control this and that, but just getting a really good outlook and seeing it on a graph and going, wow, I'm eating, you know, a whole lot of carbs or I'm not having enough protein and just trying to understand it. And then the other thing that's super, super important is meditation. keeping yourself in that really mindful sort of state of mind where you're present, which is, you know, very, very hard at the moment for all of us with, I think, what we've been through. There's a lot of, you know, thought about what we've missed out on. Then there's also so much busyness and things coming up with Christmas and getting life going back to normal. So it's really, really important to be doing now.
Oh, I love all of those. I feel like, you know, they are easy things to start injecting into your life, but the benefits are seriously incredible of if you really do focus on those. So thank you for sharing that. What does your nighttime routine look like to ensure you really do get that restful sleep? I know you said it's, you know, obviously your morning starts the night before. So can you give us a little insight into the things that you actually do?
Look, my ideal night would be no technology, but can't say I'm great with that. I do try to.
Don't worry, you and me both.
I know. I'd love to sit here and preach and say that I do. Yeah. But, you know, I always think with anything, it's always a work in progress. And, you know, I'm better this year than I was last year, and I'm focusing on the positives. I find blue light glasses have been good.
Yes, I love them too. Yeah, I feel like they make such a difference.
Yeah, I found during lockdown I was on my phone a lot more than normal, and I'm short-sighted. So I was getting quite sore eyes, and I think my eyes weren't great because I was going from watching the TV to my phone, which is apparently the worst thing to do. I got told, for your eyes, never sit on your phone while you're watching the TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that back and forth isn't good. So I was getting a lot of, like, eye strain, and so I started wearing the blue light glasses, and it seems to have helped me. So that's definitely really important. And then I think, you know, in terms of my good night's sleep, it's just, I've got everything set up for me. So it's almost like training your body to know when is good for sleep. So for me, music has always put me to sleep, whether that be some meditation music, even like soft sort of playlists. I've got like a sleepy playlist. It's private on my Spotify because it's quite embarrassing and romantic. But things like that, that literally once I listen to it, it's like my brain knows, oh, this is bedtime, like a little baby, and I switch off. I've got a weighted blanket, which is like next level. I got it from Beautifully Healthy for my friends for my birthday. And I didn't understand what all the hype was about. It's just something else. So I'm loving that. And then I sort of have like a little bit of a sleep tea. At the moment, I'm loving the love tea before bed. I've got one of the, you know, that I'm obsessed with diffusers. So I turn that on at night before bed. And I literally this week just got the IE one from Beautifully Healthy again. And it's a 360 diffuser. But it's got a sleep oil, and I was sleeping with like a lavender sleep oil, which was nice, but I don't think I love lavender. And this sleep oil here is done with like citruses, and it's just beautiful. So that knocks me out.
Nice.
Yeah. And then also I'm loving the Amazing Oils magnesium spray. So one of the things with getting a good night's sleep is you don't want to be woken up. So obviously, like I train a lot, and so there'll be an area of my body that might be a little bit sore at night, and the Amazing Oils magnesium spray that I've been using, I can literally apply it to the area that's sore, and it just sort of relaxes my muscles, and I don't have anything waking me up, which is just lovely.
It's so crazy the things that you mentioned. I knew we got along for a reason.
Yes.
But I love all of those. And I'm so glad that you went into them, because I think it's one thing saying, oh, I have a good nighttime routine, but like actually giving people the tools and products to know what they can do to start creating that ritual is so important.
And sleep is something that,
thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sleep is something that a lot of people struggle with. And like I said, it sets you up for the day. So you really do want to put a lot of effort into getting that right. Yeah. And once you have your routine, your body knows what to expect. That's, you know,
so
it's easy.
True. And it's funny what you mentioned about like with the babies having the sleep cues. And when I had my daughter, obviously, naturally, all the things that, you know, people teach you is, oh, they need sleep cues. So she goes to sleep with ocean music every night and, you know, goes to bed at the same time. And I've always been into my nighttime routine in terms of going to bed at the same time and that. But it's so funny how much I started to think, I'm so focused on doing this for her. Like, it's going to be the same stuff for me. And now I actually listen to music, like to sleep, relaxation, frequency, going to sleep. And use a magnesium oil. And some nights, like, I won't lie, I'll be too tired or I'm a bit lazy or I have been on my computer late and, you know, like, or George has gone down late and I will not do those, you know, few steps of meditation before bed, putting on the relaxation music and putting on my magnesium. and the difference in my sleep is actually crazy. Like, yeah. I cannot believe it.
And some
the
nights,
last two nights have been a prime example. Like, Sunday night I had the best sleep because I went to bed, did my meditation, read my book for like 15 minutes, had my essential oils going in the bedroom, the relaxation music, had the best sleep that I've had for so long. And then last night I just undid it all, stayed on my computer late because I didn't have time during the day to do what I needed to do, went to bed feeling wired, didn't put my magnesium spray on, and I feel like I was awake half the night. So
can I just say, I love the fact that you meditate at night as well, because I know a lot of people do it at the beginning of the day, but for me, I love doing it at night. I think if you can clear your head and go to sleep, then that's that massive chunk of the day that you're not putting your mind under that stress. I think it's so important.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Australia's exciting new online destination for all things health, beauty and wellness is now open. If you are passionate about health and beauty and you want to look and feel great, then beautifullyhealthy.com.au is for you. As an online health, beauty and wellness community, members will benefit from relevant on-trend brands at affordable prices, gifts, specials, rewards and rich content. It's your one-stop online shop for all your health, beauty and wellness needs. It's everything you need for your medicine cabinet, a curated selection of your favorite beauty brands and a full range of your wellness needs, from your vitamins to your yoga mat and everything in between. Plus, by simply buying any product from beautifullyhealthy.com.au, they shall donate a percentage of profits to a humanitarian or health cause that you choose. So register to become a member and claim your 15% off your first purchase and enjoy shopping at the Feel Good Place, beautifullyhealthy.com.au. And I think too, when you are, you know, like, I hate using the word busy, but I mean, we are all busy in our own way. If it's as a mum, if it's as a student, if it's as a, you know, full-time worker, like we do naturally as humans seem to live quite busy lives. And so for me, I love the power of meditation at night because it does kind of, it's almost just that closure of your mind to just be like, okay, that's done. You know, that's in today. Let's reset, have a calm sleep. And we can kind of, I think going to sleep in that state is just so powerful. Like I said, though, I'm not always great at it, but when I do it, the benefits are just incredible. And yeah, it's, I guess it's that little bit of self-sabotaging, isn't it? When you know what's good for you, sometimes you don't always do it, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Unfortunately. But yeah, thank you so much for going into all of that. And I love that all your products are from Beautifully Healthy. It's a website that I use all the time because there's literally just so much variety, from things like supplements and yoga mats all the way through to tools and that to help you sleep. So that's great that you get such a good variety from there. I'd highly recommend anyone checking that out who would like to form that very healthy sleep routine. But you did mention exercise as one of your healthy habits. Do you have a bit of a go-to or a quick and easy exercise for people, or even someone, you know, like me that is a stay-at-home mum but also juggling work? Like, getting to the gym can be a bit of a hard task.
Oh, what's definitely
kind of a quick and easy exercise that we can do to just like get the blood flowing and get the endorphins going?
Look, I think, you know, as well as that, you know, you don't want to have masses of equipment if you are training at home. So I would recommend getting a set of Y bells. They're like these little weights with handles on them. We've got three handles, and they're incredible because you can literally use them. They kind of replace a kettlebell and a little weight. So get yourself Y bells, even one, and you can do so much with that. You can squat with it. You can do upper body work, resistance bands, and a skipping rope. And there is so much you can do with that. And we obviously are blessed with having access to so many different workouts and trainers on the internet. I know I posted a reel recently using just that equipment.
I was actually just going to say that. I'll put that in the show notes, actually, because that was such a good little one. I saved that reel because I thought, oh, this is such an easy thing for me to do at home.
Yeah, and you can do things like that in, you know, 20 minutes. So that's wonderful. I've also been tracking steps, and I think that's wonderful. And as a mum, a lot of my friends that are mums have been like walking and doing, you know, they've done 10,000 steps by the time it gets to lunchtime because they've been so busy. So remembering that that's still moving your body, but keeping track of it lets you know on those days that you haven't done as much. Okay, well, maybe, you know, today's a day that I need to do something a little bit extra.
Love that. And now we've obviously spoken about meditation from, you know, for bedtime, but how can people start meditating today? Like, how did you start to really inject it into your life and make it, I guess, a bit more of a daily non-negotiable or a ritual for you?
The thing with me was, is firstly getting out of my head. And I remember just the first person saying to me, you know, I said, oh, you know, I just keep wandering off. And they're like, that's okay. And I was like, oh, is it? And realizing that, you know, it's okay that your mind wanders off. And as you keep doing, you might find that your mind wanders off in the first 30 seconds the first time. And then a week later, it's wandering off in 2 minutes time. And then, you know, a month later, it's wandering off 5 minutes later. And just being okay with that process and knowing that the first step is just giving yourself that 10 minutes of the day and telling yourself that you're worthy of having that time to yourself. That's the first thing. So that's really important. Finding a time that works for you is, I think, so important, and not just going, okay, everyone says that they meditate in the morning, so I'm going to meditate in the morning. That doesn't work for me. I roll out of bed. I'm not that person. I would love to be that person, but I am not. Today I had like an early morning training session and my trainer's like, why do you keep yawning? I'm like, because you got me out of bed early. Okay. It doesn't work for me. So, you know, knowing that is, I think, is really important. On top of that, starting lying down, you don't have to be sitting up straight away. You know, you're still going to reap benefits by doing that. And then just realize there are so many different apps out there. You know, jump on Google and explore different things that work for you. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just giving yourself that time is so amazing. So, you know, anything else that you do with it is going to benefit you.
Absolutely. I think that's really, really good advice. What have the benefits been for you personally since starting to meditate?
The attention span's been the biggest one. I read this study a while ago and it was talking about just how much our attention spans have decreased. They called us something along the lines of the like the window generation. And you know how we're literally continually flicking from window to window? And, you know, sometimes I'll jump on Twitter or Instagram and it literally says that I was last on there 5 seconds ago. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's like you're not even aware that you're doing it. It's just we're so used to being so overstimulated like that we're constantly, and they were, you know, even with TV series now, this is why they are so popular, because a movie is long and boring for us, because we have, you know, in a movie over 2 hours, there's one massive, you know, storyline. Whereas with TV series, they've been created so that people keep hooked for every ad break. So there's like 10 things that happen. So for me, it's been definitely about really increasing my, you know, improving my attention span. Also, I think helping with like negative emotions and anxiety and stress management, they've been my main sort of things. And just, I suppose, when you meditate, it gives yourself, you that chance, especially if you're doing breath work, to just calm down a little bit. And it kind of puts things into perspective. And I'm a really big believer in not reacting. So responding, not reacting. And so having that break with meditation gives you that chance to go, oh, this feels all so overwhelming. And then taking a deep breath, doing it and going, okay, I can actually work out how to solve this, and responding without emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what does your personal meditation practice look like now? Like, is it, because obviously you don't wake up and do it, but do you have a bit of a ritual with it, or is it something that you kind of do quite intuitively as you feel you need it?
It's intuitively, but it's pretty much every night before I fall asleep. Like, that's sort of my definite go-to, or if I'm having a really stressful day. I think before, when you were talking about how to start on it, the best one that I started on was, I'm pretty sure it's still online now, but it was an app with Oprah and Deepak Chopra.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, it was just phenomenal hearing, he would basically talk about something in life from his perspective, she would talk about it, and there'd be a meditation on it. And it was a really good way of easing into it, learning, listening. And so I still go back to some of those sometimes. It really just depends on where I'm at, you know, at that period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've been doing it for quite a while now, probably 5 years or so, and I'm still will always do a guided meditation. I just find that having someone else's energy as well, like, come through.
Especially, you know, when you're exhausted. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. It just really helps to kind of realign you and shift any kind of negative energy that you are holding on to. So I definitely love the power of the guided meditations.
His story was actually what got me into it in the first place. Because he comes from, you know, a family of all sort of medical professionals. And, you know, he said they were all there studying all these different parts of the body and illness. And the cause of all of the things they were studying, all the problems, were stress. And, you know, if you look at any illnesses or diseases out there, it's stress. Big life events trigger things, you know. And so I started, like, I can definitely see the impact of stress on my body. Mm. It reacts very, very quickly to it. And I think, like, because I've studied psychology, I mentally am very strong. And so while my head thinks it's okay, my body will manifest stress. So someone will say to me, oh my gosh, you're under so much pressure at the moment. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then next thing I get stress hives, or I've got mouth ulcers, or, you know, so I've had to really, for me, meditation's been a great way of also helping my body during that process.
Yeah. Wow. That's such a cool insight to like under, well, especially for you, that you understand that your mind is so strong because of, you know, that, that knowledge and that experience. And
yeah, but there's two parts to it.
Yeah. Mm. That is so interesting. Yeah. I feel like meditation literally is one of the easiest and most accessible tools to inject into your life. And I know everyone's got their own things, but sometimes I'm like, I find it so surprising that people wouldn't have even tried it yet or done it, because I just think, oh my goodness, it is literally so easy and it can completely change your life.
And I think like, it's just that first step of everyone going, you know, I can't do it. My mind wanders off, and they don't realize we all started there. Yeah, we all started there.
Yeah. And I think exactly what you said at the start, like at the start you drift off in, you know, 30 seconds and you're thinking about a million things. But over time you actually train your mind and you can control the thoughts more and more. Like now I could sit in a meditation and not have a thought, or sometimes it's only one thought and I'll catch it so quickly. Like, oh, hang on.
And you know what to do with it.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's just about making that mindset shift of, I don't have to be perfect at it. If there's no need to even try to do it right. The first, there's not even a right or wrong to it. Let's be honest.
No. But I mean,
it's just letting go of that mind that you think it needs to be hard or a certain way, and actually just committing to the practice and allowing it to literally, it changes your perspective, your thoughts, your energy. Like it is so incredibly powerful, and it could be 10 minutes a day or less, and it has the power to do that. So yeah, I'm really glad that you dived into that in so much depth. So thank you for your knowledge.
I was just going to say as well, on that note, I remember when I first started, there was always a part of my body that was hurting. I was like, oh, my leg's going dead. Oh, my back's hurting. And that's why I said, it's okay to lie down. And also to remember you can move, you know, you don't have to sit there like a soldier and be, you know, stationary the entire time. You'll get to the point where you can start, you know, you start relaxing into it and it's okay. But in the beginning, if something's hurting, move it. Get into a comfortable position and continue, you know?
I love that. Now, I guess, do you have any advice for people who are injecting these new healthy habits into their life? Because I know sometimes making a lot of change quickly can feel overwhelming. So what would your advice be?
Definitely to focus on one area at a time. And, you know, as we know with all goals, small steps are a lot easier. So rather than, you know, waking up and going, I'm going to train really hard and eat really well and meditate every day, work on one thing at a time. So start with small, achievable steps, because what you want to do is you want to make long-term changes, not go through some phase. And so, you know, if we're talking about, say, eating, don't sit there and go, okay, I'm not going to eat any of this anymore or any of that, because then you end up in a situation where you're out for dinner and you're like, oh my goodness, all of this stuff's here that I haven't eaten. And that's when you start making poor choices. Mm. So start looking at ways. So, you know, in terms of food and that, there's nothing that I don't eat. Only seafood, because I don't like it. But, you know, I love chocolate. I still have it. But I also, you know, do like meal preps and make myself healthy treats during the week. So majority of the time that I have a sweet tooth and I want something, I'm going for something that's going to nourish my body. So focusing on things that are going to be long-term changes is the best thing. So, you know, if there's a meal that you love, like that you can't go without, let's say that it's, you know, like a creamy sort of pasta, you love that. You don't have to get rid of it. But that's why I suggest putting things in an app and having a look at the breakdown of them. And sometimes there'll be something in there that is literally like 95% fat that really doesn't add to the taste very much, or that could be replaced with something healthier. Mm-hmm. And the reason I thought of the creamy pasta was, is Nat made one Nat Rose is one of my best friends, and she made one for me the other night, and she'd removed the cream from it, but it was still a creamy pasta that she'd done like in a healthier sort of way. And it was great. It tasted exactly the same. And I was like, wow, this is something that I'm going to put in my life. And now that's replaced the old recipe I used to have. Yes. So you want sort of things like that. I think as well as that is surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So I'm blessed to have friends around me and even family. My mum has the most healthy outlook on life. You know, even when we were kids, we always had treats in our lunchbox, but they were cakes that she'd made for us. So she was aware of the ingredients that were in them, just little things like that. And so surrounding yourself with people like that, you're only going to grow and move in that direction.
Oh, I love that. That is honestly such beautiful and wise advice to finish on. Laura, thank you for all of your knowledge today. I'm so grateful for your time and everything that you've shared. I know the listeners will get so much out of that. And it was so nice to chat to you again.
Yes, we didn't get to talk long in Queensland, so it's good to talk again.
I know, it was. So thank you so much. And I look forward to catching up with you again very soon, hopefully.
Perfect. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.